Triple M Pablo for breakfast. Now, over the last couple of weeks, of course, we've been talking about the cost of everything going up, the interest going up, and those rate hikes as well. And one of the things it's important to know that there is help out there. This morning, we're bringing in Principal Finance Broker at Foster Ramsey Finance. It is Chris Foster Ramsey. Chris, come on in.
Good morning.
Now, no one predicted this. I mean, the RBA for years was saying the rates won't go up. Borrow, borrow, borrow. And people did. And now they're in financial stress. And the key thing is, though, Chris, that people can reach out. There is help available.
There is, yes. And as you say, nobody predicted it. We always thought it was going to happen in the future at some point. And, you know, I think that we're at the point now where we are starting to see signs that there is stress on the family budget and there is, most importantly, help out there.
And I guess the key thing is, you know, I've definitely done this in the past when it comes to finances. You can be embarrassed about it. Maybe you don't want to reach out. I guess the key thing is don't sort of bury your head in the sand on it.
No, that's not the ideal approach. That's not the ideal approach. That I think will probably cause more issues than will benefit anyone. And I think probably those that where we see that is those that are on fixed rates at the moment, where they're, you know, this talk of the fixed rate cliff. Mm-hmm. That really is a separate issue, but needs to be addressed in the same way.
So, Chris, what are some options for people? Because I know that you wrote a bit of a column talking about the fact that lenders, you know, they're not in the real estate business. They don't want to be repossessing houses. Are there options out there?
Yeah, there certainly are, and they're on a case by case basis, and in a similar sort of way to what happened during COVID, where we're hearing that it's highly likely that some of those things will come back, whether it be the use of extra repayments that someone's made towards their home loan to sort of soak up a bit of the cash flow and ease things for a short period of time. Right through to on a case-by-case basis, looking at things like interest-only repayments instead of principal interest repayments, or in some cases extending the loan term. But really need to stress here, they're very much on a case-by-case basis. But the first part to starting that process is to get involved or have a quick chat with the broker or banker or lender.
Yeah, and I was going to say, how's the best way to do that? Because, yeah, banks, they can kind of be a bit of an anonymous person at times, Chris.
Yes. There are definitely cases of bankers living in bank world, that's for sure, which is unfortunate. However, look, you know, I think that your average broker Australia-wide would welcome the phone call. We've all been trained and briefed on how to handle this stuff. Similarly with an in-branch banker. And, you know, failing that, if, you know, you're in a remote community, then, you know, the 1300 number will work. You just need to explain to them that you're, you know, perhaps having issues and you just want to talk about how to best address the short-term cash flow issues and the family budget that you're suffering. And they'll put you through to the right area to be able to work through those issues with you one-on-one.
Now, I guess this is, as you mentioned, it is case by case, but are you seeing some flexibility out there from the big end of town when it comes to businesses? Because I remember when COVID hit, and I still remember the moment with my wife. We were sitting in the kitchen, and I remember thinking, the banks are going to have to stop charging people the monthly interest and the monthly rates right on big loans, because otherwise the entire world is basically going to go bankrupt. And in unprecedented move, they did. They stopped those payments and helped people out up for a year or six months.
Certainly.
I can't remember. Is that a similar sort of thinking going on at the moment?
Yes, there is. There is definitely that thought bubble happening. And that ranges from, you know, can we offer the client a better rate to, you know, flex some of that, show a bit of flex in terms of that that repayment, right through to, you know, is there what's called a repayment holiday that we can enact for the client where, you know, repayments are paused for a period of time. But yes, we are starting to see some of that coming through.
Yeah, that's some really good news. If you want to find out more, you can jump online at fosterramsey.finance or .com. And Chris, we appreciate your time today. I'm fine.